We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
A top local story on News Radio. Chicago police say a 3-year-old boy died overnight after he fell from the 17th floor window of a near Northside building. Investigators say the child might have pushed out the screen prior to the fall from the building in the 1100 block of North LaSalle Street. An extra armed fire damaged a popular restaurant in Oak Park yesterday, also caused the evacuation of several area buildings.
A 3-story building in downtown Oak Park went up in flames. Video posted on Twitter shows a massive cloud of smoke filling Lake Street. The building is home to Delia's Kitchen, a nail salon, and several apartments, all of which were evacuated when the fire broke out around 9:30 a.m. Residents say they're now looking for ways to help the owner of Delia's Kitchen and her employees.
Our daughter is a friend of Veronica's and is talking about starting a GoFundMe page for the rest of the employees who are no longer employed.
That GoFundMe page has already raised over $8,000. Several nearby buildings were evacuated, though firefighters from 12 different neighborhoods were able to keep the flames from spreading. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago Public Health Commissioner Dr. Allison Arwady is urging people who are unvaccinated to get tested for COVID ahead of gathering with family and friends for Thanksgiving.
If you're not vaccinated, I also would encourage you in that setting to mask where you can, to social distance, and to try to be in places that have better ventilation.
City's also advising residents and visitors to expect crowds, particularly on Black Friday, and report suspicious activity over the long weekend on 911. Going to be using the Illinois tollways over the Thanksgiving holiday. Be prepared for a lot of company.
Spokesman Dan Rozek says as many as 9 million vehicles are expected to be on the state's tollways over the long holiday weekend, which means there will be more congestion at times than drivers might expect. That's why he's urging drivers to take it easy on the tollways to reduce the risk of accidents.
Leave enough time to get to your destinations and keep your speed down. There's going to be a lot of traffic out there this weekend, a lot of other vehicles on the road.
He says drivers need to pay special attention to police and tollway workers who might be at the side of the road helping stranded motorists. If you have to pull over to the side of a tollway because of vehicle problems, Rozek says you should call *999 and wait by your vehicle for assistance. He says that's much safer than walking somewhere to get help.
Time to visit Loeber Motors, Mercedes-Benz in Lincolnwood. And now from the DuckDuckGo for Privacy Sports Desk, Josh Liss.
Matt Nagy shaking his head at a lone report. He's been told he's out after the Lions games, feeling a ton of pressure with his Bears on a 5-game losing streak. Jeff Joniak says team is trying to rally around their head man.
The report indicated Matt Nagy was told Monday he would be done Friday.
That is not accurate. You know, I have not, I have great communication with ownership, with George and Ted and Ryan, but I have not had any discussion.
The swirling tension must be compartmentalized.
And you focus on the things that matter. When things are going great, you have to block out the outside noise. When things are, you know, you're on a losing streak, you have to block out the outside noise. There's just different pressures at different times, so just being able to understand that.
Andy Dalton starts against the Lions while offensive coordinator Bill Lazor endorses a pragmatic approach to the rumor mill.
We can't let a news article or whatever affect how we do our job, because every day you'd be affected up and down. You just got to be strong and be focused and be a pro.
Special teams coordinator Chris Tabor.
Guys, speculation is speculation. I'd love to talk about the Detroit Lions.
And that's the latest from Wake Forest. The
Bears Lions live from Detroit. Our coverage starts at 8:30 tomorrow morning, kickoff 11:30.
Chicago's top health officials turning to Twitter to spread a message about keeping family and friends safe during the pandemic over Thanksgiving.
Public Health Commissioner Dr. Allison Arbery says holiday travel is not the best idea for the unvaccinated, but if those individuals choose to spend Thanksgiving with loved ones, she recommends getting tested for COVID-19 ahead of time.
If you're not vaccinated, I also would encourage you in that setting to mask where you can, to social distance, and to try to be in places that have better ventilation.
The Twitter video also has tips for anyone ready to gather at the Thanksgiving dinner table this week, regardless of vaccination status.
If you or anybody has any symptoms that could be COVID or could be flu, it's important that you skip the holiday gathering, even if you're fully vaccinated.
Andy Dane, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The advice comes as Illinois continues to see a rise in COVID-19 cases.
The daily coronavirus case rate in the state has been rising steadily for the last month. On Tuesday, the Illinois Department of Public Health reported 4,589 new confirmed and probable cases of COVID-19. That increases the average number of daily cases over the past week to more than 4,600. In comparison, the IDPH's website says daily COVID cases in Illinois last November were about 12,000. Roger Plummer, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
After being interrupted last year because of the pandemic, sports traditions are turning to many family holiday celebrations this week.
Our family has been playing a Thanksgiving football game back to my high school days.
Oak Park resident Terry Lavery.
One of my uncles that was involved would give out trophies every year.
And the Lavery Thanksgiving game grew over the years and took on added meaning.
1993, my youngest brother, Dan, was playing in a Thanksgiving Day football game with his friends, and he died of a heart attack in the game. Since that time, all of his friends have organized a football game named the Lavery Bowl in memory of him.
Kathy Layton of River Forest is the youngest of 12. She and her brothers, sisters, nieces, nephews, spouses, and others have been playing a Thanksgiving football game for about 30 years.
And we also have included all of our dogs now. And this year in my email to my family, I referred to it as the Turkey/Puppy Bowl.
After skipping last year, the game is more important than ever.
I love it.
Terry Keschner, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A new tribute to the Art of Magic makes its world premiere in Chicago next month.
Construction is in full force on the second and third floors of exhibition space inside 360 North State Street.
This area is actually going to be dedicated to Penn and Teller.
Magic Immersive is the brainchild of British high-tech magician Jamie Allen.
I really wanted to make a magic show that you were actually in the middle of, that lived around you.
Allen says each room will represent a different era, the evolution of magic through the years, showcasing artifacts, historical tricks, and works from Penn and Teller, Doug Henning, David Copperfield, Harry Houdini, and more.
It's really a celebration of magic as an art form.
On the third floor, live magicians will perform death-defying escapes, sleight of hand, levitations, and vanishings.
From all walks of life, and also different styles of magic and different disciplines, you know, we have magicians that are excellent sleight of hand artists. We have big illusions and dangerous stuff, and we've had to pick a wide variety.
Magic Immersive, the exhibit and show, opens on December 3rd.
Magic is not just to fool you, but really it's to inspire.
Lisa Fielding, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Two Naperville families are suing rapper Travis Scott and the organizers of a music festival in Houston over the deaths of their sons. Details this morning from WBBM's Rachel Pearson.
Franco Pitino and Jacob Jurenek were childhood friends and graduates of Nequa Valley High School. They were two of the 10 people killed during Travis Scott's performance at the AstroWorld Festival in Houston. Now their families have filed two wrongful death lawsuits, specifically naming Scott, concert organizers, and the owners and operators of Energy Park. The lawsuit claims they failed to provide enough crowd control measures and emergency medical support, resulting in Pitino and Jurenek's fatal injuries. More than 100 lawsuits have reportedly been filed across the country. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Man and woman dead after separate shootings on the far south side earlier today. The 20-year-old man found unresponsive with a gunshot wound in a vacant lot near 107th and Langley. Just after midnight, about 20 minutes later, police found a 31-year-old woman on a sidewalk in the 200 block of West 110th Place suffering a gunshot wound. Both victims pronounced dead after being taken to a hospital. And a group called the God Squad is scheduled to put together what's described as one of the largest nativity scenes in the world this weekend. The life-size display will be at Daly Plaza in the Loop, starting with a ceremony at 8 a.m. on Saturday. Organizers say the display, now in its 36th year, quote, represents classic free speech and free exercise of faith by private citizens in the public square.
Chicago's most trusted stop for updated news minute by minute. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
White Sox all-star shortstop Pim Anderson and his wife have donated more than 200 turkeys to families living in his hometown of Tuscaloosa, Alabama. The annual home plate turkey drive took place yesterday at Hillcrest High School. The food distributed through a socially distanced drive-thru. After years of planning, leaders of the South Shore Rail commuter line have approved contracts to build a second set of tracks between Gary and Michigan City. Mike Nolan, president of the South Shore, says the double-track project, as well as a new southern branch, will serve quickly growing areas of Lake County.
In 2014, the NCDE Board of Directors adopted a strategic plan that envisioned both the Westlake Corridor Project and the double-track project as the cornerstones of advancing this railroad forward. We're on the doorstep of being able to do both of those projects.
Project also includes improvements to stations along the route, scheduled to complete it in 2024. Lake Forest has opened up a pop-up shop where 16 local nonprofits will sell holiday merchandise. Mayor George Pandeleon says it offers an opportunity for the groups to introduce themselves to the public.
We've had over 1,000 new families move to Lake Forest in the last 18 to 24 months. We've had a lot of new neighbors who are getting acquainted with the community, and this was a great opportunity for that.
Lake Forest Station is open Thursday through Saturday until December 30th.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.